Welcome. You've got mail.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
What's up? Welcome back.
Episode lucky number 13.
Ooh, are you superstitious?
Oh my god, like...
That sounded very feminine the way I said it. I'm pretty superstitious.
Like I am, but I'm not.
I used to, like when I played hockey, I had some fucking wild superstitions.
Oh yeah?
Right side of the gear on first. Gotta tape my stick a certain way.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had some weird ones. Anyways, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain. Are you wonderful?
No.
I know. I'm just poking the bear.
I feel like we start every episode like this. I just vented to Mac for about 30 minutes about how upset I am.
It's life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. I'm a part-time therapist in my spare time.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster in the past 6 episodes. I was down, then I was up, then I was down, then I was up, and now I'm back down, down, down. Well, down under.
At least the come up will be fun.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, so this episode's going to be a little different. Courtney starts work tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be super busy. I won't have any time at all in my week to even record, let alone edit and...
Yeah, she edits everything and takes out all the bad shit I say.
And me, oh my god.
So yeah, we're recording this from the bathroom in McDonald's. No, I'm just kidding.
Supersize it.
Jesus.
yeah, so we're just gonna play some games today for fun.
Nice, wholesome, family fun.
No. Mac, how was your week? While we start, oh, this is weird. See, it's Tuesday today.
Usually we record on Thursdays.
Like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Did I do anything Friday? Did we hang out Friday?
Not Friday. Friday I came over and you were too lazy to go out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Courtney came over and watched a couple episodes of New Girl, by the way. I don't know why it took so long to find this show. It's the best show on Netflix right now. Courtney came over Friday. We hung out for a bit. Then they took off with the rest of the crew and hung out.
Oh, yeah. We went to GP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday. Hung out with Jake. Ran some errands with him. Went to the mall. Then he came over. And another one of his buddies came over. Fuck. We cooked up some bomb ass tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
Holy. We cooked up some tacos and then I brought 2 TVs in the living room and we were watching boxing and the UFC fights and then the end of the Canuck game. And then at like 9 o'clock, Courtney came over hammered.
Yeah.
She was a little wine drunk.
Oh, and moonshine.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Oh, you're telling me.
Gross. Yeah, she came over, then all of us just hung out, watched Eurotrip.
Yeah.
Good movie. I used to watch that like all the time in grade 10. Yeah.
Oh, how does it go?
Scotty doesn't know that Fiona and me do it in my van every Sunday. She tells him she's at church, but she doesn't go. Now she's on her knees, and Scotty doesn't know.
And I'm not stopping, so don't tell Scotty because Scotty doesn't know. Or whatever, yeah.
Well, I guess we can start our music careers now. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Join our SoundCloud.
Yeah. Sunday, I covered a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I ended up getting, like, between this and a wrestling one I did, because the wrestling one was right after, I think I got almost 8,000 views.
Holy shit.
So that's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So did that. And then laundry.
Laundry.
The life of a guy that lives by himself and has to do his own laundry.
Nice.
That's about it. Then work. How about you?
Yeah. Friday, didn't do a whole lot. Oh, God.
We're watching the end of the Raptors game. They just lost. Van Vliet just threw up a 3 with 1 second left. They lost by 3. Down 2-0.
Damn.
Yikes.
Saturday was my mom's surprise party. Yeah. Oh my god. She's so wholesome. You guys, it was so cute. My dad was so excited about the whole thing. We were Saturday was stressful. Yeah, we were cleaning all day, setting up everything. Friends of my mom's and my dad's, like, long ago friends made it out from, like, Chilliwack, and my aunt, air quote, came over from the island, and my aunt and my cousin came down from Vancouver. It was just, and, you know, a bunch of their friends, someone she works with, so. And she had no idea. My dad was so smart with hiding it. She had no idea that it was being all set up in front of her face. So when he brought her into the backyard, we're all waiting, and everyone said surprise, and she immediately just started crying, and she was so happy. And then, yeah, it was just a good time. And then, yeah, so I got wine drunk. Like, wine drunk. And then I took a shot of moonshine with my dad and my brother, which was weird. And it tasted nasty. And then I got my buddy to pick me up, and I came here. And then Sunday, I went to IKEA. I love IKEA. What else did I do that day? Not a whole lot, I don't think. But anyway, it's tradition in my family. Anytime we've gone to IKEA, every time we leave, we always would get ice cream cones. Because they're like $1 and you can get the mixed swirl. Well, the food court wasn't fucking open.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So they have it like a patio food court outside. But when we were going out the exit, it was like gated off. So I'm like, okay, well, do we have to go down to the car and then go back up? I was too lazy, so I didn't get my fucking ice cream. I was pissed. And then Monday, oh my God, I braided my friend Colin's hair. Now he has like skater boy flow hair. And I gave him Travis Scott braids.
It looks so good.
Holy crap. He looks like Lil Windex. Google Lil Windex and it is the exact same thing. It's fucking funny. But that was fun. And then I went on a hike with a buddy from high school. So it was nice to catch up with him. And then today is today.
You didn't do anything yesterday?
Monday. Yesterday was Monday. Yeah. I did Colin's hair and then went on the hike.
Oh.
I just said that.
I thought you said that Sunday. My bad. No. Clearly I wasn't listening.
Sorry. Maybe I'm an idiot and my words came across.
No, I probably wasn't. Is that a pumpkin spice cold drink?
Yes. Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. So, I swore I was not going to go down this white girl path and get pumpkin spice lattes this season.
Oh, you have to.
It's a staple. And I lasted maybe about 2 days.
I got it the first day it came out.
I didn't. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then I fucking did it. No regrets, but at the same time.
Shout out to Starbucks workers. Every Saturday and Sunday, the Starbucks by me. I just walk in and they have my order for me already.
Ooh. They want to get you in your pants.
Really hope not.
Not your type?
Oh, one of them's a guy.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Anyways, on that note, we're going to get into some games. So the past two episodes, Mac and I, we played the Answer the Internet, the Barstool game. So today, I caved in and I bought all of the card decks. So,
if you guys don't have this game, like, you guys are missing out.
It's actually so much fun.
Get a group of buddies around. Like, it's, I don't know, it's a fun it's drinking fun. Game.
Some of them are funny, some of them are fucked up. It's hilarious.
Even if you're not drinking, it's still fun. So, get
it. So, I think we should do 5 of each.
Sure.
Okay, let's start with dating and relationships.
Oh, fuck. We're both really good at that.
No, we're not, clearly. Okay, what's the first thing you notice on a member of the opposite sex?
Eyes.
Smile.
I'm a sucker for eyes.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Eyes and then tits.
No, I'm not a boob guy.
No?
No.
I feel like most guys are butt guys.
Oh, yes. Well, not most guys. I mean, I know some guys that are boob guys.
At least for, not for me. I don't know why I said that. But most guys that I know, I'm not a guy and I'm not a lesbian. But most guys I know prefer like...
I thought you just meant it because you got small boobs.
I have tiny boobs. I make fun of myself because I hate when other people make fun of me.
I'm sorry.
No, but it's true. It's nothing I can help, but it's something I can fix. So, but I feel like most guys I know would prefer just a nice ass over a set of tits any day.
I remember when I was in high school, yeah. I was in a hot tub with like my buddies and my buddy's girlfriend, mm-hmm. who's now his wife.
Aww.
I'm not even, yeah. I got caught staring at her boobs. And it was one of the most awkward things I've ever been through.
Oh my God.
But hey, they're married now, so it's all good.
So it's okay.
They actually got married a year ago today.
Aww. Congrats.
This came up on my snap memories.
Oh God.
Okay. Or 2 years ago today. I don't fucking know. Anyways, congratulations. Okay, nice. You're not even listening to this podcast.
Oh God.
Oh God. Sounds good.
So this is funny. What should you do if you find your significant other on a dating app?
Swipe right. Hopefully they swipe right.
I was going to say that too, swipe.
Just kick them to the curb.
That's what I would do, yeah.
Move their shit outside without them knowing.
What are the worst things you need to do when you move in with your boyfriend, girlfriend?
The worst things you need to do?
Yeah, what the heck? What are the worst things you need to do when you move in with your boyfriend / girlfriend?
Ow. What are the worst things?
I don't get that.
Are you sure that's what it says?
What are the worst things you need to do when you move in with your boyfriend / girlfriend? I'm not an idiot. Should we just say what are the worst things you could do?
No, that still doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
I don't know. Be too clean? Fucking... No, okay, skip.
Yeah.
What was your sex spot when you were sneaking around in high school? I wasn't having sex when I was in high school.
My bad. My dad didn't care.
I was a fucking weenie.
I used to steal my dad's condoms. I used to think I was so sneaky. He's listening to this, so he'll probably remember this.
Taking his condoms.
Like, I remember he had a box of condoms in the bathroom, and what I would do is, it wasn't open, so I, like, used an X-Acto knife, and I slid one thing open, and I would just pull one out every time. Oh, and then I remember he came downstairs one day, and he just threw the empty box of condoms at me. I was like, oops.
Mac.
Sorry.
I was a fucking weenie. I wasn't having sex in school.
I'm not saying I was fucking getting laid all the time.
Oh, God. Okay, this one's more for you because for me, I don't want to... For me, it wouldn't make sense. So for you, what's the hottest thing you can see your significant other wearing in the bedroom?
Nothing.
Yeah, I guess. Not even, like, skimpy lingerie or whatever?
Well, I mean...
It doesn't really do it for you?
I'm more of, you know, sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on.
In the bedroom, like when you get
there. Did you not get that reference?
No. That was like sucking you off.
No, fuck, that's a Drake song.
Oh,
sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take... Never mind, fuck me.
No.
Yeah, no.
Like, do you find it hot, per se, at Christmas time if your girl came in with a fucking... Yeah, no.
No.
I think it's cringy.
And just like... Like fucking never. Booty shorts and a t-shirt is
man.
Whatever. I'll still get off.
Interesting. Yeah, for girls it's different. Like,
well, what do you mean? What if like a guy came in like a Borat suit?
Oh my God, I'd fucking strip naked right then and there.
Oh God.
I'm kidding. Any like sweat shorts always look good.
Gray, obviously.
And like, yeah, like gray sweatpants. But whatever. Okay, last one. This one's kind of fucking funny. Neither of us have significant others, but say your last one. If you could describe your significant other as any day of the week, which would it be?
Like, fucking Monday. Nobody likes Mondays.
Oh my God. That's fucking funny.
What about you?
I want to say, like, probably Saturday, because... I'm thinking Saturday. You have your whole morning, your afternoon. It's nice and sweet. And then Saturday night, you'd get fucked.
Good.
Like, fucked up.
God, you are in a mood right now.
Yeah. Saturday night, you get fucking wild and crazy and then have another day to relax. So I'd say Saturday.
Not easy like a Sunday morning?
No. Okay, let's do a different deck.
That was fun.
philosophy 101, philosophy 201.
Yeah, do them all.
Sure.
I'm down.
Is it embarrassing for a man to get manicures / pedicures?
I don't think so.
I say no.
I've never had one. I think I would like to have one, but I don't think I could get a pedicure.
You don't have to get nail polish.
No, I know that.
I get my nails done, there's guys there all the time because they get their feet, like their dead skin, scrubbed off.
That's why I'm saying I would like one, but I don't think I could because like as soon as somebody touches my foot, yeah. I'm like, it's just a like, jerk reaction. I'm going to kick you right in the teeth.
I still can't.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. Like when you fucking tickled my foot the other night, I just about kicked you in the head. Like, just as soon as somebody touches it, it just like goes off. But I don't think it's weird at all. I know guys that get it done. And here's a weird question.
Yes.
Do you ever think about like if you have kids, what you're going to name them?
Yeah, actually with my ex.
Oh, okay.
But, well, I thought about it all the time, and I want two boys, but I don't remember what I wanted to name them now. But I thought about it all the time, like, I'm going to name my kids this, I'm going to name them that.
Yeah, I think about that lots, but I don't even think I want kids. It's weird.
So what would you name kids if it were up to you? Like, say...
A boy?
Say I had two boys.
Yeah.
And I had them by myself. And you are the godfather.
Godparent, not the godfather.
The godfather. The godfather.
Fuck.
If you were the godparent, what would you suggest to name the two boys?
I like Easton for a guy.
Easton, Weston, maybe some North?
No, I like Easton.
That's a nice name.
Yeah, and then I don't really have another guy's name. I got two girls' names, though.
Oh.
Peyton.
Okay.
And Paisley.
I feel like we talked about that one.
Did we?
I remember Paisley sounds familiar.
Yeah, probably Peyton, because I said she was super hot on One Tree Hill. But those are,
I know what I would name two boy French bulldogs if I didn't have kids.
Angus?
No. Huh. Walter and Winston.
Nice. My grandma used to have a dog named Winston.
Oh, it's such a cute name. I don't know. I used to think about it all the time, but then... Lately, it's obviously not been on my mind. I've been having some serious fucking, like, hatred for children lately. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Anyway, next question, and then we'll do Philosophy 201. Maybe there's some more fucked up ones in there.
Did you get the TV and movies one?
Yeah, I got all of
them. Oh, fuck yeah!
Oh, yeah. If you found out your life was the Truman Show... What would you be most proud about that people saw, and what would you be most embarrassed about? That one's good, because I've always thought about that after watching that movie.
I don't think I've seen it, so give me like a...
Oh my god.
Okay,
so The Truman Show, it's on Netflix, I think. It's such a good movie. It's with Jim Carrey, and that's the only person I know who's in it. But it's pretty much a movie where his life is a whole TV show. And it's all structured and it's only about him, but he has absolutely no idea. So his whole life is a lie, essentially. And everyone in his life, in the town he lives in his job, his wife even, are all actors. And they get told by, we're just going to call him the God in this sense. He's watching everything and he's got a headset and he tells people what to do, where to go. And like, it's very... I guess his life is very routine. And then he starts to kind of pick up on a couple things and starts to make some realizations. And then it turns into him trying to figure everything out, escape. Like, his whole world is like a circle.
Mm-hmm. So basically, like, there's a camera watching you at all times.
All the time. It's like Big Brother, but like his whole life. And it was only specifically his. It's a good movie. So... If your life was constantly being filmed, what would you be proud of that people saw, and what would you be embarrassed about? Long story short.
You go first.
Fuck, dude. I'd be embarrassed about how awkward I was all throughout high school. I'd be so embarrassed watching that back, dude. Fuck me, man. It was embarrassing. So I'd say my whole entire high school experience... I would find super embarrassing the 5 years of my life. And then I feel like I'd be proud about my, I don't know.
I'd probably be embarrassed about like my OCD.
Oh, that's a good one.
If people, because I mean, I'm pretty like, I like routines.
Yeah.
I like a clean area. Like, I mean, it gets messy, but then like before I go to bed, like I need to go to bed with like,
yeah,
my place tidied up at least, or like my bed made and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably that. Proud. I guess maybe the way I treat people. I feel like I treat people pretty good.
God, you're fucking smart. That's a good one.
Like,
and it's true. Yeah.
I feel like I'm like a good friend to my friends. So I feel like that's something to kind of be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like,
that's good.
Yeah.
You're better at these games than I am. All right. We're going to do the next topic. TVs, movies, video games. Oof. This one's good for both of us. Would you miss the final season of your favorite TV show and you never even get to know how it ended to get your favorite sports team into the championship or final playoffs or whatever?
Will they win the championship?
No, 50-50.
So what is it? I have to...
So, say you're watching New Girl and you get super invested.
I am.
And you can never watch the season finale and never know what happened. Like, you'll never ever know, you'll never find out, you'll never be able to Google it and whatnot. If it means that, say, the Canucks,
yes,
make it to
the my Stanley answer Cup. Is yes.
Yeah, I was gonna, me
my
too.
Answer is yes. Even if it, I'm thinking like any other TV show, like I'm thinking like Prison Break, yes, that was one of my top
TV shows. Any of your favorite TV Friday shows Night you Lights, never get to know how it
yes
ended.
Game of Thrones, fuck yes, yeah. The last season sucked.
100%. I picked the same too.
Especially because I'm living down here now, and like that is like one of my goals. Like, I'm not moving from Vancouver until I live a Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be downtown naked, fucking running up and down the streets. Like,
it's a 50-50 though.
I don't care. Yeah. Like, there's still a chance.
That's me too with football.
Yeah.
If the Seahawks could make it to the Super Bowl, I would put that over anything.
Yeah. Like,
fuck. Alrighty. Oh, God, ew. Would you rather have Steve Buscemi spoon-feed you meals in slow motion or have Jack Black fart in your face as a 6 a.m. alarm clock?
I gotta Google Steve Buscemi.
Oh, he's the guy that looks like a sewer rat. I would rather Steve Buscemi spoon-feed me.
100%. Oh, I know who he is. Yeah, Steve Buscemi, 100%. For sure. He's a Monsters, Inc.,
is he?
Yeah.
Sopranos. Oh, he plays a little purple snaky thing?
He's the king of Staten Island, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fuck?
Yeah. I'd pick that for sure.
Alrighty.
I don't want anybody farting in my face.
If you could have all the powers of Harry Potter, but you could only have sex with inanimate objects, would you do it?
Yeah. Because I could turn that inanimate object into Hermione.
You're too fucking smart for this. I was going to say yes because girls can use anything as dildos.
Oh my God.
This is where our brains are so
you're
different.
You're so lucky. No.
I mean, the G-spot is in a guy's asshole.
Yeah,
supposedly,
not happening.
So you
not
can do it
happening.
Too.
Where's the puck? That's the goal. No.
Ooh, this one's a good one. For you, not for me. Marry, fuck, kill. Alexandra Daddario, Margot Robbie, and Emily Ratajkowski.
Ratajkowski.
Yeah,
so
the model.
Who's the first one?
Alexandra Daddario. She was in, oh my God, I'm an idiot. She was in Baywatch. Brown hair, crystal blue eyes.
So
Percy Jackson, Lightning Thief. Oh.
So I'm marrying Margot Robbie. Hands down. Fucking Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And I'm killing the other girl because I don't know who the fuck she is.
Okay. Easy enough. Oh, my God. Would you fuck Flo from Progressive Auto Insurance?
Yes.
Auto Insurance. I think I said audio.
You
That's
did.
Fucking funny.
Would you?
I'm not a lesbian, so no, but...
Oh. Doesn't mean you can't have fun.
Mm. Not my type. Kind of weird.
Okay.
Would you rather travel by dog sled pulled by little people whenever you want or live in the Super Mario World? Duh. Live in Super Mario World.
Yeah.
I feel like that one's pretty fucking easy.
Would Except you... when you run into Bowser.
Pardon?
Except when you run into Bowser.
Oh my god, so hot. Whatever. Stay at his castle. I'll be his Princess Peach.
Goodness gracious.
Who would your basketball starting five be with Disney characters?
Like cartoon Disney characters? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, like any Disney character, yeah.
Well, we're gonna have, Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
The Genie from Aladdin.
Okay.
Shrek will be my power forward.
He's not, he's DreamWorks.
Why is he on this list?
He's not Disney, he's DreamWorks.
Well, fuck. He's on this list.
Oh. All right. I don't think he should be.
Tigger.
Tigger.
Mr. Incredible. Yeah, I don't know. Goofy.
Okay.
He's tall.
I'd pick Beast from Beauty and the Beast. Because Mans is fucking big and bulky. And then I'd pick Elsa from Frozen because she can fucking freeze people. I'd probably pick Jafar, tall and lanky bastard. Probably fuck some people up. And then I'd pick Aladdin because he's a little street rat.
Wow.
No, you ever watch the movie in the beginning? He escaped all those big men.
Big boys.
Big boys. And then how many is that? Three or four?
Four.
Four. Who would I pick for my final one? Aladdin, Jafar, Beast, Elsa, and... Ooh. Let's say Hercules.
Oh, that's a good one. I should have picked
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do one more. And then let's wrap her up. If you could play for one fictional sports team, who would it be?
The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Fuck.
What would you pick? The Monstars from Space Jam?
I was going to say that, but no. I'd play on the Tropics basketball team.
Is that a Disney movie? Never mind. We're not doing Disney anymore. I'm Jesus a fucking Christ. Idiot. That's a good one.
No.
The Flint Tropics? The Flint Tropics? The Flint...
Flint, Michigan Tropics.
The Flint, Michigan Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely play for them.
Nice. Good choice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That was fun for me. I don't know if it was fun for you.
No, that was fun.
Might not be fun for the viewers,
I'd do that for like 10 hours if I could.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
But I'm going to make the executive decision. I'm going to call our quits.
That's all, folks.
I don't want to go through all of the decks.
Yeah. No, that was fun.
But, yeah. This episode will be out on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by absolutely nobody.
Starbucks. yeah. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on social media. You can follow our Instagram. I almost forgot what it was. At the He Said, She Said podcast. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube if you want.
The He Said, She Said
podcast. Mac also almost forgot, you fuck.
And yeah, we're just here for a good time.
Good time. Thanks. Maybe a long time.
Thanks for listening. Ooh, maybe a long time.
yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
That's no, what she said. No, that's what he said.